This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Federal officials say they shot and killed a Utah man during an FBI raid related to threats against President Biden yesterday morning. The FBI said the shooting happened as special agents tried to serve an arrest and search warrant at a Provo residence. On Monday, the man allegedly made a threatening post about Biden's visit to Utah this week. No other information was given. The Hawaiian island of Maui is under a state of emergency as wildfires have left at least 36 people dead and destroyed structures. Officials said yesterday that hurricane-force winds and drought conditions have fueled the fires, which have devastated the tourist town of Lahaina. Hundreds of homes and businesses have burned, forcing mass evacuations. Some residents, desperate to escape the flames, actually had to jump into the ocean. The Coast Guard said it has rescued at least a dozen people in Lahaina. One GOP longshot to become president hopes he gets the chance to debate Donald Trump.
Republican presidential hopeful Chris Christie is challenging Donald Trump to show up for the GOP presidential debates.
If he's so proud of his record, and he was such a great president, I would think you'd want to be there to make that case.
While speaking to reporters in New Hampshire Wednesday, Christie said it would be disrespectful to voters if the former president skipped the first GOP presidential primary debate, which is set for later this month. Trump has suggested he's unlikely to participate in the debate set for August 23rd in Milwaukee, as he's considered to be the Republican frontrunner. I'm John Schaefer.
A nonprofit legal group wants the United States Equal Employment Opportunity Commission to investigate Kellogg's over workplace diversity policies the group claims are illegal. America First Legal filed a complaint with the EEOC yesterday, saying the more than century-old cereal maker hiring, training, and promotion practices are designed to achieve a balance based on skin color and gender. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Most Americans say they're concerned about rapidly developing artificial intelligence.
A recent YouGov poll reveals that 62% of registered voters harbor either major or minor concerns regarding the expansion of AI. Roughly 20% express enthusiasm, while 16% maintain a neutral stance. Responses remain consistent among political affiliations, as 75% of Democrats and 78% of Republicans share the belief that AI might eventually jeopardize humanity's existence. I'm John Schaefer.
Musician and storyteller Robbie Robertson died yesterday from cancer. At the time of his death, Robertson, along with Garth Hudson, was one of just two surviving members of The Band, which rose to prominence as Bob Dylan's backing band in 1960. The band played at Woodstock in 1969 and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994. Again, Robbie Robertson has died from cancer at the age of 80. Subway is offering free sandwiches for life to someone who will change their name to Subway, and plenty of people are interested. The sandwich shop chain says over 10,000 people have submitted entries indicating a willingness to make the name change. Subway will pick one winner. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Also, a little programming note that this afternoon, 1 o'clock on TV, okay? And you can check it out. We're going to be talking with Scott Powell for about 50-some minutes, plus tax and license, talking about, restoring America, what it's going to take. A little bit longer discussion. So if you would like to talk to, or like to check it out, go to Talk for the number 4 TV. That's Talk, T-A-L-K, 4TV.com. At 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and you'll pick us up live, and you will be able to see for yourself that, yes, I have a face for radio. But be kind, okay? Doing the best I can. It's what I have to live with, okay? Mike Powell is going to be joining us in just a moment. He's the policy director for Americans for Tax Reform, and it's quite interesting. It seems that, the way the government works and the bureaucracy works, you can tell when they're in trouble. Because what they'll do is they'll kind of give you a warning. They'll kind of admit that they kind of messed up. So that way when you finally understand exactly how big the mess up is and you want to talk to them about it, they say, well, that's old news. Why are you bringing that up? Right? And so such is the case right now is that we find out that the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration published an audit showing the IRS frequently loses sensitive documents during transfers between facilities. The affected households and businesses are often not notified because IRS personnel do not follow official procedures, and you don't even know whose files were lost to begin with. Well, Mike Pallas is with us now. Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be back on.
Yeah, I was just explaining to the audience, this seems to be a modus operandi for all things bureaucratic. It's like when they step in their lunch bucket, they have a way of kind of admitting that they've messed up, but they kind of, soften the accountability. And this, again, is what they're doing here through the Inspector General, that they've lost documents. Now, I think it's quite interesting that this is coming out coincidental with the Hunter Biden revelations and his tax problems, right? I wonder if his tax documents somehow got, in the whole Biden family, got caught up in these lost documents.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously,
am I being too cynical here, Mike, or is this a possibility?
I think what we're witnessing right now is the difference in which the IRS treats normal citizens versus does, so that we can clearly see the kid gloves of which Hunter Biden gets treated with. We have to put this in scope with everything else the IRS has done. We have taxpayer leaks of private sensitive documents to liberal outlets like ProPublica. Just this morning, a new outrage is we found out the IRS had accidentally frozen 20,000 taxpayers by inadvertently declaring them dead. We have 20,000 taxpayers out there waiting for their tax returns, having problems submitting their taxes because the IRS thinks they're dead when they're not. And then
what is it? I mean, you know, it's funny. You get the Declaration of Death, and now you get the Democratic Party that takes those death counts and turns them into voters. Maybe they're just trying to get ready. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, and they can't get their tax return, but they're still on the voter rolls.
Yeah, exactly. Unbelievable. So this is just breaking news now that they've just discovered this one, right?
This is new this morning, correct?
Yeah. It's just unbelievable. Now, is this all a result of this recent inspection from the Treasury Inspector General, you know, for tax administration, or, you know, what? Because I imagine the heat's on because, last time we were talking with Grover, we were projecting that, income stream from taxes has kind of fallen off here. And meanwhile, the government keeps spending money like crazy, and they're about to go out and turn everybody upside down and shake out the last penny out of their penny loafers, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this is, again, in the backdrop of we just saw Democrats spend $80 billion with the purpose for the IRS to come in and get $80 billion additional dollars from the American taxpayer. The idea is to shake them loose. That's net. So the real goal is to get more than $200 billion from taxpayers just from increasing audits. And at the same time, we were talking about Hunter Biden before. We see that this same type of targeting, where the IRS, you know, they'll come after you, but they'll let Hunter Biden go. With the express purpose is to come get more money from you to further fund Democrat spending, which is driving inflation, which is back on the move today.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just injuring everybody else because their spending, because of inflation, is another way of, in a sense, a passive tax, because we cover the consequence for that, in loss of business, loss of income, and on and on. I mean, where we are right now, this is all brought to you by the Democratic Party and their wild spending. And, and it's just... It's just beyond painful, Mike, what this is doing. You know, they're bound and determined to absolutely crush the middle class. I mean, kind of finishing up what Barack Obama started during his administration, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what's crazy to me is that the White House seems determined to take ownership of this. They're out there telling you, well, this is what Bidenomics looks like. What Bidenomics looks like is the president has about a 35% approval rating on his handling of the economy and inflation. So the American people are very clearly unhappy with the trajectory of the country right now. We see the voters continually telling pollsters, that their increasing financial situation is getting worse and worse for them.
Exactly.
But we have the White House trying to take ownership of it, trying to paint a rosy picture on it.
Yeah, and this is incredible and painful all at the same time, because we're talking real people, real lives, and they're making some really hard-pressed decisions. And it's amazing what the Biden leadership has done to this country in less than 2 years. Again, we're reminded of the words that Barack Obama said that, elections have consequences. And I think there's going to be quite the revolt that is stirring up here. And, and I think they're tired of listening to the mainstream media and those that would tell them differently, that want to, put out this narrative that all is rosy. You know, it's like, the media is loaded with all these Baghdad Bob characters that want to, paint a rosy picture when, they're reminded at their first stop to refill their gas tanks. You know, there's more pain there. They want to go buy some bacon or, just buy some goods at the grocery store, what they're paying now. And the only difference is the Biden administration. Because even with COVID and all, Mike, when you go back to it, we weren't enduring this kind of financial pain.
No, that's absolutely right. And again, what we know is that the Biden administration has come after taxpayers with the goal of making their situation worse. It's Americans suffering through inflation right now, and we have the Biden IRS coming after to increase audits on normal people while we see the special treatment of people like Hunter Biden going on at the same time, while the IRS has increased sources for going after you with increased audits, but they continue to mishandle taxpayer information. They continue to lose sensitive taxpayer documents and fail to protect information that's crucial to you.
Well, it's clear, Mike, and I know this sounds maybe a bit jaded, but it's clear, just based as you laid it out just right now very succinctly, is they really don't care about the American people, do they?
It's hard to policy that they do, the way they're acting.
Exactly, and I think that's what's confusing for the American people, because we just would never think in a million years that we would have a government in office doing the kind of things they're doing, and so blatantly and with hubris. It's astonishing, really. We've got to go to break. We've got more from the Americans for Tax Reform Tax Policy Director Mike Pallets right after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got Mike Pallets. He's the ATR Tax Policy Director, and we're talking the IRS, you know, the recent news that paperless documents. This is amazing, Mike. God forbid that we ever lose documents. I mean, you know, it's just they can get away with this with impunity. But, you know, if we were to lose our documents, there'd be tax and license and all kinds of beatings that would occur, right?
That's exactly right. And what we have here is a new Treasury Inspector General report, once again detailing the misbehavior of the IRS, how they fail to live up to their own standards, which, of course, they provide no comfort to taxpayers if they have missing paperwork. That's when they come after you and audit you. But we have a new Inspector General report finding that the IRS does not adhere to its own internal guidelines when it's handling sensitive taxpayer information, when it's processing at its processing centers. And that means losing documents. The concerning thing is we'll find out that they lose boxes and boxes of documents, and then they can't even tell you what was in it. So they don't even know what it was that they're missing. So imagine that you're a taxpayer, you're dealing with a complicated tax return or some issue you had during your filing, and the IRS just tells you, hey, we don't have any of this. We may have lost it. We can't even tell you if we did or not.
But you're still liable for something, you know, that's a sad thing. Well, the thing that I find also interesting, which is seems to be the order of the day when it comes to the bureaucracy, that they conveniently either lose documents or purposely destroy documents that are needed for a pending case. You know, like you've got what the situation here where you've got a case file that's lost and this was relative to a whistleblower.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The IRS is not adhering to its guidelines. One of the documents we know that they lost was an active case file of a whistleblower. And this is, again, in the context of we have the IRS now all of a sudden doing stop-in visits, visiting you at your home, including congressional witnesses the day they're testifying before Congress. The IRS certainly doesn't miss that whistleblower. They know
exactly.
Matt Taibbi.
Matt Taibbi.
I know. Of course, they don't miss him, but they'll lose someone another whistleblower's case file.
Yeah, and the thing is, that's also maybe not so surprising because we hear about this time and again, and especially when it has to deal with the elites, you know, like Hillary Clinton, who will destroy evidence with impunity, and there's no there's no recompense. It's just, well, it's all gone. Oh, I bleached basically. Well, what did I do? How did I wipe it away? You know, she's just being so cute and arrogant, you know, with her comment and that. But that's what the elites do. And again, this thing has run amok. This is no longer a government up for by the people. This has become a government of convenience for the elites to protect themselves and their control over us, because what do they do? They're not creating any. The only thing they're creating is havoc and heartache. They're really not helping anybody, because God forbid, once you get into the tentacles, you get into the system of the IRS. I mean, tax licensing forever, right?
Yeah, and I think what we're witnessing here, too, is just the failure of government to do the basic small things they're supposed to do right. So we have also, this is in the backdrop of the IRS recently destroying 30 million active taxpayer documents. That's another Inspector General report. That's the purposeful destruction of, not an accident. They won't tell us how they did it, whether they incinerated it, buried it, threw it in the ocean. We have no idea.
Or who even commanded them to destroy it, or that it was an accident or purposeful, right?
Right. And at the same time, we know that they're not doing these basic things right. We have the Biden administration throwing more work to the IRS, having them ready to come after you with increased audits. At the end of this year, they're going to be looking at your Venmo and PayPal transactions. If it's over $600, that makes you're going to get a 1099-K. A new tax form will come out to about 20 million Americans that have to file with the IRS for their Venmo and PayPal transactions. And then you got things like the IRS trying to take over the actual tax preparation business now as well. These are all things that the IRS is being handed new tasks when, one, they're not doing the things that they're supposed to be doing correctly already.
Well, you're exactly right, Mike. I mean, here's the deal. You're already demonstrating a high level of incompetence. So let's put more in your hand. I mean, it's the same thing, like what we're experiencing, for example, with COVID, right? The WHO was a miserable mess. Whenever we consulted them during COVID, they weren't very helpful. They got more wrong than right. Maybe you might even say they barely got anything right. And now, already, there are institutions like social media institutions. They want, whenever you talk about COVID, you've got to come into compliance and hit the guidelines of the WHO. And if you don't, if you're on a social media platform, for example, like what happened with us, then you're canceled, you know, and with the threat of permanent deplatforming. And, you know, wait a minute, you go, and all you, and it wasn't that, you know, we just talked about COVID. We just, you know, free speech. We just talked about it and reported, which has been out there and well documented, experiences from medical professionals, but it doesn't comport with their determination with the WHO, and so they throw a penalty flag. And so
yeah, I think
here you are, you're rewarding incompetence. Why is this government where we are right now? Everything's about the Peter Principle, affirmative action, and if you're a knucklehead, you get elevated and promoted.
What we know is distrust in our institutions is at record levels right now, and it's not without cause. The American people continue to witness abuse of power from their institutions. They continue to witness their institutions targeting them specifically. And they're being told things like, hey, the IRS is now deliberately coming after you to take more money out of your pockets to fund Democrat spending. Why would you trust the IRS right now? They continue to prove that they can't be trusted, that they don't handle your taxpayer information well, and that they're behaving politically.
Well, the thing amazes me is how the American people take it. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that Barack Obama kind of did a wink-wink to Lois Lerner. And what did she do with the Tea Party organizations and conservative groups? Because they were a pain in the back end of one Barack Obama, and they could hinder his reelection. So all of a sudden, there's a slow walk or no walk whatsoever for tax exemption. You know, they started doing audits and really, you know, persecuting anybody that was associated with just about anybody who was associated with the, you know, the Tea Party movement or a conservative movement. And they got away with it. And this is what happens, Mike. The reason they keep doing it is because they keep getting away with it. Because, you know, the thing is that when you think about what they did, you know, I used to say that they probably affected at least 8 voting cycles. And I think it's more than that that they have done, because they have taken conservatism. They took the Tea Party Patriots movement off the playing field, or crippled them, or, you know, handcuffed them all the more. So they're a shell of what they could have been as a political force for conservatism. And this is all done in conjunction with a president of the United States and the IRS.
Yeah, you touched on a sore spot for me there, because obviously we have Biden's IRS commissioner, Danny Werfel, in his congressional hearings, refused to acknowledge the Lois Lerner targeting of conservative groups. This is something that the IRS settled out of court to deal with it, acknowledged publicly, and had to issue an apology to the organizations that it targeted and had to settle with them in court. This is something that the Biden administration still sweeps under the rug. We still have the IRS leader right now pretending this never happened when it did happen, and we see a new line of abuses going on right now.
Exactly. Well, the deal is that, okay, so you settle out of court, you get some people some money, but where is the total remedy? Where is the comeback? Where's the restoration of this movement that they took out? Okay, so they apologized, forgiveness, and they paid a fine, which is incredible, because where did the fine money come from?
Taxpayers.
Exactly. You know, it's like, what a crazy gig if you can get away with it, right, Mike? I mean, here, you screw up on purpose, you cheat, you lie, you steal, and you get to go back to the people and take their money to heal the offense that you did. And nobody goes to jail.
People with their own money.
Don't you love this? It's no wonder people's heads are exploding here. I don't know how much more we can handle with this madness, because it is total madness. But like you said, meanwhile, you know, in a straight face, they'll be in a congressional hearing and they just lie through their pick and teeth. Somehow we've got to find a way to hold these guys, you know, accountable once and for all. Mike Pallas has been with us. He's the ATR Tax Policy Director. Thank you, Mike. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
USA News Update. Federal officials say they shot and killed a Utah man during an FBI raid related to threats against President Biden yesterday morning. The FBI said the shooting happened as special agents tried to serve an arrest and search warrant at a Provo residence. On Monday, the man allegedly made a threatening post about Biden's visit to Utah this week. No other information was given. The Hawaiian island of Maui is under a state of emergency as wildfires have left at least 6 people dead and destroyed structures. Officials said yesterday that hurricane-force winds and drought conditions have fueled the fires, which have devastated the tourist town of Lahaina. Hundreds of homes and businesses have burned, forcing mass evacuations. Some residents, desperate to escape the flames, actually had to jump into the ocean. The Coast Guard said it has rescued at least a dozen people in Lahaina. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Got a real treat for you. We got director Jeff Celentano and Ricky Hill from a new movie that's going to be released at the end of the month. True story about Ricky's life. Unbelievable. Stars Dennis Quaid and a bunch of other, great actors and actresses. And Jeff, Ricky, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Great to be here, Bill.
Hey, before we get Ricky on, because we know he sucks up all the oxygen in the room, Jeff, so I better talk to you first. You can tell it's a bunch of jocks here, right? Because we already know how to throw trash out real quick. Jeff, how did this
we're jocks.
There you go. Yeah, you got it. Hey, so Jeff, how did this project come to your orbit?
Well, it's pretty amazing. My brother was just randomly sitting in a hotel lobby, and Ricky Hill happened to be sitting next to him on the phone talking about trying to find the right director for his movie, and he wasn't finding the perfect person. And
no way.
Yeah, and my brother leaned over and said, "My brother's a fantastic director, and you have to meet this guy." And Ricky was like, "Excuse me?" And I don't know what happened. Mark just jumped right in there. You know, the Celentano, yeah. The Italians, you know, you can't
yeah, that's right.
So right. he sent me the script that night. I took it really seriously because Mark said it was an incredible project after talking to Ricky. And I read the script, and I probably wept about 5 times reading through the script. And it just, it literally got inside of me in a spiritual way that I can't even describe. It just, I just fell in love with the movie and I wanted to make it. I met Ricky the next day and, you know, we immediately just bonded instantly. And I flew out to meet his partner and, had to jump through some fiery hoops, which I did. I had everything prepared and they were really, you know, just really excited about me doing it. So it took me many years, many different investors that came in and people talking like they have money, you know how it is, and then they don't. And I just never gave up on it. I just fell in love with it and decided that I was going to get this movie made if it was the last thing I did. And so people would say, you know, walk away from this, move on. It's too hard. I mean, it's just too hard to get this movie made. And I said, I don't understand it. There's nothing but bad movies made every day, and this is a great movie.
Exactly.
And I'm going to get the greatest people around me to make this movie successful. I'm going to make a really beautiful film by acquiring, like, the grit, you know, the best writer and the best DP, the guy that shoots the film, and best sound and best everything I could assemble. So a friend of mine was just in passing said, "You got it. I read the script, Jeff, but it's a little bit more like a smaller movie. This is a big, sweeping, epic film. Let's talk about who you want to write it, because I have a lot of contacts." And I said, okay. And he said, well, who do you want to write this movie? Who would be your dream if you had all the money in the world? I said, there's only one guy, Angelo Pizzo, who wrote Rudy and Hoosiers. This friend of mine laughed and said, well, funny enough, he's one of my best friends, and he owes me a huge favor. And I said, come on, you're pulling my leg. And he said, no, this is meant to be, Jeff. We'll
Incredible.
See what he thinks about the script.
Yeah.
So we sent him the script. And Angelo immediately fell in love with it and said he couldn't believe the story was even real, and I had all the documentation. And that's how it all got started. And then I'd had many, you know, many, the movie was up and running in Utah for a while. It was up and running in other states, but, you know, just certain financiers didn't come through. So I met this guy. Well, I'll tell you that part of the story later, but I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but.
Let's bring Ricky on. Ricky, here I am teasing that you're going to take all the oxygen. I think Jeff, you know, got a little threatened, and you better take over.
Yeah, hallelujah, amen.
Yeah, hey, but Ricky, but for you, here you are. You're in a lobby. You're somebody else. Somebody overhears your conversation, and you know, the very thing you're looking for, God drops in your lap. But I mean, How often do you have somebody who comes to you and says, oh, I can do that, or I know somebody that knows somebody, and this kind of thing? But, wow, this is one of those what we call divine appointments from God himself, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll tell you this much. I was Jeff knows he knows this now. He didn't know this then. But I wasn't really interested in any more. I'd already gone through 40 people out there because my executive producer asked me to do it. And, and also on top of that, God spoke to both of us and said, do not stop this movie. Do not stop. And so I have to go out to Hollywood and I am staying at the Westin Hotel. And I was doing interviews that day. I wanted just to see what it was. And, you know, like he said, shockingly, I get this character that tells me that he's got the guy, and I'm going, how many times have I heard that story? You know, and that same story's even came from me myself. You know, bragging that hey, I'm the best hitter that you're going to see anyway. Well, anyway, it came about. He took this so serious that out of all the 45 to 50 of them that I interviewed, Jeff shined. He had this smart idea to take me to his house with me and my wife and take me to his house and show me what he was going to put and make this movie, what it was going to look like. And that was a very, very smart move. Whether you believe it or not, that's did everything for me because he showed me what he was going to do. Not talk about it. He showed me. And then I knew, then I went home that night and I called my executive producer and I said, look, this guy, something about this guy, you know, not only is he a good-looking guy, and he's got a head full of hair, he got a head full of hair that I don't like. I don't like that hair because he's got too much of it. But saying that, I told my director, I said, you know what, I'm telling you right now, I can't even believe this even happened. And furthermore, but I also know how the Lord works. I do.
Yes.
I know how Christ works in my life, and I know how he works in other people's lives that they don't even know it. And so saying this, the next thing you know, I didn't have a problem at all. I told my executive producer, he said, let's get him on a plane and let us get him back out to Georgia. Because, see, we just had some people that didn't know what they were doing before. We really didn't. But we needed guidance because I'm not a movie guy. I'm just the vessel in this thing. Mm-hmm. And saying that, I picked it didn't take long for me after I saw Jeff and I saw the passion that he had in this and the drive in a matter of just 2 hours was phenomenal.
Amazing. Yeah, he definitely caught it. Yeah. That's for sure.
Not only that, I mean, I threw him a 110-mile-an-hour slider, and he hit it.
Well, that's great.
I told Ricky, you told me that you jumped the wall and ran out into the field and told the famous scout, Red Murph, that you were the hardest hitter he's ever going to see, and he doesn't get a chance, and you were crying saying it. Well, I'm crying to you right now. I'm the hardest hitter you're ever going to find to direct your movie.
I said I'm the best hitter. I'm the best hitter in this camp. That's what I told him.
I told him
it was a shame that he's never going to get to see it.
Yeah.
That's what I told him. Okay. There we go.
Ricky, you're just too humble. I mean, you just don't, you hold back. I don't understand why you're holding back like this. I mean, because like everything about your, you know, your story and to have that moment and then to go on. I mean, did you really go 11 for 11? In the movie, you're 11 for 11.
I think it was 13 for 13, to be honest with you.
Oh, was it really? What, Jeff lost count?
I never heard
that part of the story, Bill, ever until now. But
really?
But I'll tell you something. I don't mean to interrupt, but I do want to say something that I've not told anyone before. I researched this movie to death. I mean, I worked out every little angle. I've watched every bad movie, every good movie like it, just make sure I didn't make those mistakes and made the right moves.
Yeah, let's go to a quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Jeff Celentano and Ricky Hill right after this.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407.
800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here, and we're talking about this new movie that comes out the end of the month, and you'll hear more about this. It is called The Hill. It is a true story about Ricky Hill, a former Major League Baseball player. The film is based all around him. Director Jeff Celentano, all that you'll see on the big screen, it's all his fault, right, Ricky?
Absolutely. Everything is his fault. Everything.
Yeah. Well, that's the deal. When you're the director, you got the big chair, you get the big money, and you get the big shoulders and all the responsibility. But here you are, Jeff. You're dealing with Ricky's story. I mean, I often think when you are touching someone's story and you're responsible for communicating that story, and especially for Ricky being a man of faith, you had to feel a little bit like you were on hallowed ground, I would think.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Bill. I care a lot about the story. I'm not just saying this. I got a friend of mine that pushed me into this movie. He kept saying, you know, you're the director for this movie. You're the guy. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. There are going to be a lot of people trying to steal the film from you. Investors will have their own directors. And this did happen. And
yes.
He said he would stand up for me. He was a pretty powerful guy at the time. And he would say, Jeff is the only guy to direct this movie because he's got a huge heart. And this movie needs that. And Ricky has a huge heart. And when I met him, I said to him, I promise you, and I just told this to this writer on my new film, you are never going to have to worry about me. I will tell you the truth every day because it's who I am. And I kept Ricky pretty close throughout the entire process. Matter of fact, he's even in the film. If you know, I don't want him to get a big head, but he's pretty darn good in the movie.
Uh-huh.
And he's actually the guy who cuts himself. I just felt like I wanted him to be happy. It meant something to me. I mean, a lot of filmmakers don't care. The first thing a studio does is fire the guy's life story it's about so they don't have to have any creative problems.
Mm-hmm.
And Ricky was always like, he listened to me. He trusted me. He said, look, you're a filmmaker. I'm not. I'm a baseball player, golfer. I'm going to follow you and listen to what you have to say because you've already shown me what you're going to do and I trust you. So I really felt compelled to bring him into everything so that when people saw the story, they saw the truth of the story. It's not embellished. And secondly, they also felt his spirit and his just the goodness this movie delivers to people. It's just a big, beautiful, family-friendly, good-feeling movie to me. That's what I wanted to make. I wanted to make a movie that people could walk into and then at the end walk out of and were, you know, had full of emotion and tears and would look at each other and say, wow, what an incredible film. Kind of like I did when I saw Field of Dreams.
Right. Exactly. Well, Ricky Hill, you know, for you, you know, let's give the audience a little taste and preview of this true story that, you know, Jeff, you know, directed and is going to be on the big screen on on August the 25th is when it comes out. So, Ricky, let's tell a little bit about your story. I mean, you're the son of a pastor and, you know, as a kid growing up, you can hit rocks. I mean, there's something about and your ability to hit rocks with a stick is remarkable. It's extraordinary. Obviously, you know, for people who know, who have picked up a stick and hit rocks or hit a baseball, there was something special. You were gifted to be able to knock the heck out of a baseball.
Yeah, you know, it all started back then, even very young. Unfortunately, we had absolutely zero money to eat. My dad's preaching at a church. We're making $20 a month, and we had nothing. But you know what we had? We had sticks that would be growing out of trees, and we would cut them down. And guess what? The rocks were free, too. So that's the fun thing. That was the great thing. This is what developed me into, I don't know if you ever heard of Gene Mauch. But Gene Mauch, I think he won two major league the World Series twice, but Gene Mauch came up to me and he saw my swing and he said, son, where did you get that swing? After I had signed with the Expos, he said, where did you get that swing? And I said, I didn't even know who the guy was, to be honest with you, when he was talking to me. And I said, I got him hitting rocks. And that's where I developed my swing, hitting rocks. And I can look back on the film footage today and see that I had one of the prettiest swings. And that's not me bragging, because I don't want to brag on myself. I don't. But the swing I had, I mean, I really did. I had the swing, and it's just a gift that God gave me. And the rest of it, you know, you got to pick up. When you play professional baseball, people don't realize that ball coming in 97, 98, and 100 miles an hour, you got to be able to pick it up.
Yeah, either you have
that, either you have that or you don't.
Yeah,
and when
you
don't, it's time to go home when you don't.
Yeah, that's right.
I would like to mention something about Jeff Celentano real fast.
Okay.
Well, Jeff Celentano, when he told me that he was the best hitter to for this film, not only did he say that, but here's what Jeff did that was different. I had studios coming in asking to take over on this film, several of them, and he will tell you this right now. The only reason that I never moved was because of Jeff Celentano. I would not move because that's his talent.
Yeah.
His talent was there, and why would I want to leave an Ohtani? You know, or get rid of somebody that's, to me, the very best. And he could throw curveballs, he could throw knuckleballs, he could throw whatever you wanted to throw. But Jeff showed me that his talent was superior, and that's why I never really even thought about just straight to a studio film. I had went to my executives and I've just told them we can't go anywhere. Not without Jeff Celentano.
Yeah,
impossible.
Exactly.
Well, Rick, that's really sweet of you, man. I thank you for that. I mean, you've always been really loyal, so have I. But I wanted to say one thing, Bill, real quick. One of the things about this movie that really grabbed me was the fact that Ricky was so poor. I mean, he told me he didn't have shoes for 6 months. I mean, they were dirt poor. And I tried to portray that in the movie as best I could. But then
you had the whole family sharing cornbread, a little piece of cornbread.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, to really kind of emphasize and you see the level of poverty. I mean, here it is, a pastor of a church, and you're thinking, wait a minute, he should be better served. I mean, God says that when you do the work of the ministry, he should get twice as much. And yeah. Wow, I mean, if that's the idea of twice as much, there's something lacking there. But the way you depicted Ricky's father and even Ricky, and I'm sure that the legacy of his father continues with him, because he was constantly raised up in the Word of God and the way that it was portrayed in the movie. I got to tell you again, captured my heart. We've got about a minute and a half left here, but just to kind of give people an idea, I mean, we didn't even touch on this, and that is, I mean, here's Ricky as a kid growing up. He's got health problems, Jeff, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Major. Still does today. All the time, 24/7. But he's like a tank. You can't kill him. He doesn't stop.
I'm shocked. I mean, they said at one point in the movie he's got the spine of a 60-year-old. That's like 30 years ago. And then I'm reading, I'm going, oh, yeah, he's teaching golf.
I know. He doesn't. He's pretty miraculous, I have to say. It's amazing. But the one thing I have to tell you is if anybody walks away with anything of this movie, it's that I want to let kids that are struggling or being bullied or can't get things done, you know, if they see this film, hopefully they'll get the message that they can do anything. They can achieve anything. Because Ricky did. He did the impossible. Even Dennis has said to me over and over, I still can't believe this really happened. And I said, I have all the proof. It all really happened.
Yeah, dozens of surgeries, everything, Ricky, that you went through, dozens of surgeries as a child, and you were able to realize your dream and to go to the bigs. And hit home runs in the bigs.
Yeah. I mean, all anybody's got to do is ask Nolan Ryan. He knows the story. And Nolan Ryan is the scout that signed me, signed Nolan Ryan. And what a privilege to have that happen, to be affiliated with Nolan. And you know, we're both Texas boys and all this right now. But it's a great, great feeling being connected to Nolan Ryan through Red Murph that signed me, you know, and he signed the Nick Rowe brothers. He signed Roger Clemens. He signed all these studs. And I just happened to be the little old pickler that came trucking in. And here I did. I backed up what I said. And in fact, I had a little help, by the way. I had someone in heaven helping me out. It made things great, and it just came into play, and the story was written beautiful. It came out the way it was written. It looked so good the way it's written, and all the work and everything that Jeff put into it. I didn't say that I sat back and rested, but I did get to watch practically everything, and there was just beautiful, beautiful moments made through this film.
Well, it sounds like you're proud of the movie, Ricky.
I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of my director. I'm very proud of him, because I won't tell you, he came straight to me from Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big Christian, all right? I'm a big believer. And that's first in my life, but I also know where this man came from.
Yeah. Amen. Well, we got to leave it there. Go ahead if you want to say something really quick, Jeff. Go ahead and wrap it up.
My last thing is the fact that this all happened in the 60s and 70s, and we depicted that.
Yeah, I'm with you. Director Jeff Celentano, Ricky Hill have been our guests. It's about his movie, The Hill Movie, that's going to be coming out on August the 25th. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, guys, you guys have been awesome. Thank you so much. You've blessed us. Take care.
Bill, thank you.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.